struggle with that. During that time, God was really working in my heart and challenging me, asking me if it is His will I want and that I really desired, even in marriage, or was it my own? So in my stubbornness, it took me a couple years to realize that my way is not going to work out. So God showed me that in a funny way, that Ben actually meets most of my ideals.
one more, yeah. Okay. Just want to share with you guys the reason why we didn't take a lot of pictures of Kylie and her body, but if you can see, it may be a little visible. Her arms, you could see discoloration of it. That was the effect of the steroids, and that was, you know, her whole body. But I'm going to actually echo what Dr. Julie Hinn said. Remember when she said, you know, our stress can really cause us to do things that is not rational and right. And it was a stressful time for both of us. Put a lot of tension in our marriage. But I'm going to also echo the greatest lesson that I will not trade our days of eczema, what we have learned in the past, because something amazing came out of it. And that was, Hayden and I were forced to a point of literally saying, Lord God, we have nothing else and no one else to trust and but you. I remember Kylie saying, and she was about 6 or 7, and she said, Dad, why do I have eczema? It broke our hearts. But when we share the gospel that you are such a perfect and beautiful child, beauty does not come from your appearance or how you look. And I remember my own daughter saying, I'm okay with eczema. So that was a lesson. And she will live with that for the rest of her life. And I am so thankful because that taught us, Hedy and I, they're not our children and they're God's. Now the struggle is that we forget that right now. You know, I jokingly said, will you ever complain about anything in life? We're just ingrates. We've gone through that. But we have to reminisce, we have to remember, we have to recollect, we have to recall those important moments and teaching lessons because we so easily forget. But I will not change anything in terms of what we have experienced. Yeah.
So if you are married for any significant amount of time, you can say that marriage is not easy. Being married and in ministry is also not easy. The demands at home, the kids, work, and church can really put tension on a relationship. Ben and I struggle to keep things in balance and prioritize things all the time. One of the mistakes that we've made when life got really hectic and crazy was that we let go of the importance of our relationship, our marriage. And somewhere in the chaos of life, our relationship actually became secondary and went to the bottom of our priority list. Our kids, church, friends, activities, work all came first, and we neglected each other. We still struggle with this. We neglect our relationship, and we take each other for granted. It's easy to do because there's just so many things that can distract us and occupy us, but we're, I think, you know, making more of an effort now, and we see that we need to. And just like Dr. Hayden was saying, you know, we're the core and we need to be strong as a couple. I think I'm more and more aware now of, you know, that war that is there and just the awareness of the spiritual warfare that's going on and attacking, you know, marriages and even our marriage.
And, you know, I don't think that fight happens, you know, just when we wake up. We even had a little, a little argument last night over church and over conference. But I think one thing that I have to preach to myself and to Hedy is that we have to really put our time and effort more than anything else. But I want to say this in closing. That everything that I learned about marriage, the purpose of marriage and the meaning of marriage and the call of husband and wife and what God wants us to accomplish, but at the end of the day, how he wants us to be drawn closer to him and be like Jesus. I could say in my 17 years of marriage, God's word has been so faithful every step of the way. I love this woman that is standing next to me, for she shows me what true grace is. If there is someone who knows me so well, who could read me like a bird, who could finish my sentence, who can tell how I think and what I feel, even with a glance that I have, is Hedy. She knows when I'm annoyed. She knows when I'm being she knows when I am doing all those things, and she's the only person that can call me out on those things, and yet she can still stand next to me and say, I'm going to be with you forever. To me, that is the greatest blessing that I've experienced. And I just hope and pray that somehow, you know, when we go to heaven, when we look at each other, we will see the perfect potential that we've been, you know, looking, and God's going to make them realize. But I want to be able to say that at least I've done my very best to serve you. And that's really what I want to see it happen. This is hard for, not just for me, I know personally it's really challenging for Hedy. But I want to just finish with a just word of encouragement to all. By all means, we have it all together. That's not, you know, what we are doing, why, you know, we're standing here. But we are in this journey together. So we ask for your prayer as well, too. And as a pastor to the congregation, if you do pray for me, I share this with my elders and leadership. Would you pray for our marriage? Would you pray for our marriage? I don't want to disqualify myself from the ministry of the gospel. But surely I do not want to neglect my family, who is my first and foremost and my priority. My church does not come before my wife and my children. My ministry cannot, must not come before my marriage. But if you see me doing that, will you rebuke me, bring me on the right course, so that I will do what I need to do? So I am pleading, because I need help from my fellow brothers and sisters, from my church, so that I will do what I'm called to do, and that is to be a husband first, and father second, and a pastor. And if you can just pray for me, that would be great. So, anything you want to add? That is it, yeah.